and lighter horse, but restive and fiery, was brought to Legolas. Arod was his name. But Legolas asked them to take off saddle and rein. "I need them not," he said, and leapt lightly up, and to their wonder Arod was tame and willing beneath him, moving here and there with but a spoken word. Such was the elvish way with all good beasts. Gimli was lifted up behind his friend, and he clung to him, not much more at ease than Sam Gamgee in a boat. "Farewell, and may you find what you seek," said Aylmer. "Return with what speed you may, and let our swords hereafter shine together."
"I will come," said Aragorn.
"And I will come too," said Gimli. "The matter of the Lady Galadriel lies between us. I have yet to teach you gentle speech." "We shall see," said Aylmer. "So many strange things have chanced, that to learn the praise of a fair lady under the loving strokes of a dwarf's axe will seem no great wonder. Farewell!"
With that they parted. Very swift were the horses of Rohan. When after a little Gimli looked back, the company of Aylmer were already small and far away. Aragorn did not look back. He was watching the trail as they sped on their way, bending low with his head beside the neck of Harsifel. Before long they came to the borders of the Entwash, and there they met the other trail of which Aylmer spoke, coming down from the east out of the wold. Aragorn dismounted and surveyed the ground. Then, leaping back into the saddle, he rode away for some distance eastward, keeping to one side and taking care not to override the footprints. Then he again dismounted and examined the ground, going backwards and forwards on foot.
"There's little to discover," he said when he returned. "The main trail is all confused with the passage of the horsemen as they came back. Their outward course must have lain nearer the river, but this eastward trail is fresh and clear. There's no sign there of any feet going the other way, back towards Anduin. Now we must ride slower, and make sure that no trace or footstep branches off on either side." The orcs must have been aware from this point that they were pursued. They may have made some attempt to get their captives away before they were overtaken. As they rode forward, the day was overcast. Low grey clouds came over the wold. A mist shrouded the sun. Ever nearer the tree-clad slopes of Fangorn loomed, slowly darkling as the sun went west. They saw no sign of any trail to right or left, but here and there they passed single orcs, fallen in their tracks as they ran.